has been growing nervousness at the news coming from the messengers that there is a vast army ready to defend their lands. Is this true?
The Mara glanced at each other, then back to Seth.
You are right to be concerned, Master, for there is a great battle coming. You should know that you will be glorious. All will flee before you.
The Mara's pause caught Seth's attention, and he looked to both of them.
You have something on your minds, Mara. Some wisdom you wish to give me on this night.
Mara shifted uncomfortably before they had a quick glance over their shoulder.
We do not, Master. But there is one who would wish to speak with you. You are becoming well known in your world as well as ours, Master.
Mara gave the compliment, but Seth could see their unease.
Who is it who wishes to talk with me?
As the question left his lips, there was a heavy feeling around him as the air thickened and the night grew black. Quickly, the Mara shot behind him. He could feel their hands on his back as they hid from whatever was coming towards them. Seth focused on the night. He wondered if this was another test, like the one where he met the Mara many years ago. A shape moved in front of his eyes as Seth tried to focus on it, but he found it was a shape which held no real form, so only glimpses could be had as it settled briefly before blurring again.